We hear a lot of stories about gentrification and how it's affecting Seattle's housing prices. Usually those stories come from politicians or from people who know how to get attention for an issue. Now, a group of teenagers is adding its perspective on the problem. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Sillman has more.
16-year-old Faisal knows about gentrification firsthand.
We were living in a low-income housing-based apartment building, right?
That was in West Seattle near Delridge.
And they had actually paid my mom to move out because they tore it down and the building next to us, and they're building it into new, like, basically condominiums.
Faisal's one of a group of teens who went out into their neighborhoods with cell phone cameras to document the changes they saw. Some of their photos will appear in a one-week pop-up exhibition called We Still Live Here. Aaron Counts co-curated the show.
You know, we live in the selfie era, and so we wanted the show to feel a little bit like that. You know, just document your life and document what's going on around you, because that's a story. Someday we might not have that story anymore, right?
Counts is an artist mentor for the Creative Justice Project. It's an arts-based alternative to incarceration for King County youth, sponsored by the County Arts Agency for Culture. The teen photographers are all Creative Justice alumni. When he was younger, 16-year-old John watched his sister take photos.
So I was like, that's kind of dope, so I want to do that too.
John was motivated in part by his infant son.
It's crazy to think that my son's going to grow up in this type of environment and that, like, you never know where you really are, like, safe, or like if that's where you're going to grow up and that's where your family's going to keep on rebuilding from. It just scares me.
John and Faisal's photos of their old West Seattle neighborhood will be part of the show We Still Live Here. It runs this week at the Gallery for Culture. In Pioneer Square, I'm Marcy Sillman, KUOW News.